Hey guys.
Hey everybody. Hey everybody. Y'all know it's a good time when Christine starts singing. We in a good
song
mood.
In a moment.
Okay. La 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 la. Okay. It's good to be back. It feels good to be back, right?
It does feel good to be back. We are back in action, one after another.
Yeah, like we in the groove. I'm really feeling this right now.
I am too.
All right, so we're going to jump right into it, right?
Yes.
Sis, what you saying, though?
Hey.
Sis, what you saying? Okay, so today I want to highlight, y'all know I am like cuckoo for candles. I want to highlight this company called Black Sunflower Company. And she's on Instagram at BLK Sunflower Co. When I tell you, well, actually, it's not company at the end. I think her name is just Black Sunflower. But anyway, the candles are out of this fucking world when it comes down to aroma. Like, I've never smelled a more rich candle. It's a luxury candle. And everybody that knows me, they know I'm not a one wick type of girl. I'm a 2-3 wick type of girl. Unless it is like wooden wick.
Mm. That's true.
If we doing like, you know, like soy candles, and it's just one little wick. Nah, baby. But
I love
this thing.
The sound that a wooden wick candle makes, like the little crackle.
I love you some wood wick. But this candle, when I tell you, permeates the room. Like for that to be a one wick, I am blown out the water. It's so good. I have the scent. Them. She has all these little cute little sayings. Like the whole. Like package that I really want is him, her, and them. I want to smell them like all together. But anyway, go check her out. It's well worth the money. Great business. Like the owner is dope as hell. Like got the chance to meet her on Zoom, and really? dope as hell. When I say and meeting her again on Saturday, dope.
That'd
as
be
hell.
A great Valentine's Day gift.
Oh, because we know that's around the corner.
Gentlemen, a great Valentine's Day gift, just saying. Like,
yes, no, honestly, like, go check it out. Such cute little sayings, catchy little. She got this one candle called Basic Bitch. I'm nowhere near basic, but I do want to smell that damn candle, so I might have to buy that.
I like the names are cute, though.
I love the cute little names like that. So please go check her out. I think it's worth a look. I definitely think it's worth a look. Okay.
Please, gentlemen, like I said, this would be a great Valentine's Day gift, but do not be that man like I spoke about a few episodes ago where you are running in Publix or in...
Not even it. Publix. You going to Dollar Tree trying to get me a carnation.
Okay. And the last card on the countertop. No. Okay.
The beard done fell off. It's not looking right. It's not...
The rose is broken.
I hate seeing that. They swarm in the store. You know what? We should go to a store the morning of Valentine's Day just to observe all that's going on. The chaos that these...
And it'd be hilarious to me because I'd be looking like, y'all really didn't put no effort into this.
No effort, no thought. And the amount of money, you spend way more money closer to the day of than you will if you start buying like now or you start planning now.
Let me break it down for y'all. I'm gonna give y'all the easiest thing for y'all to do. What you're gonna do in the morning, wake them up with flowers and a card. Give them the nice candle. Start it off, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, maybe bring them their favorite coffee and breakfast. That's always nice.
Love the Starbucks.
Okay? Now, if you want to make it an all-day event, what you do is you take them to the nail salon. You tell them you paying for their nails. Or better yet, she probably already got a nail done because girls like to think ahead.
We think
ahead. You know, get the nail certificate, okay? Get a gift card so she can go the next 2 weeks or the next month.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you really want to be it, that nigga. No. The next year, the rest of the year.
Not an annual prescription.
And she can go and get her nails done, okay?
Oh, that would be nice. She would love that.
Love that.
I don't know if they have that. Do they have that?
You can get a gift card. If you buy enough, you can put it on there.
Oh, okay. But I'm thinking, like, does a nail tech place, like, have annual subscription. I think we all.
I don't know, but that would be a really good investment, though, if they did.
Hold on, we might be on to something here.
That would, like, you just pay a flat fee of, like,
I would drop a pretty penny on that.
Yeah.
Oh, hell okay. Yeah.
We're giving you tips and gems here, okay? Then you take her out to dinner, her favorite restaurant, or try something new, okay? You know, scope out the restaurant. See if it has a certain seating area that is the best. Mm. You know, call ahead. Make the reservations.
See, now, I'm not a girl that likes to go out the day of the holiday.
I would prefer the day before.
I am the one I would prefer, like, I'm super sentimental. So, like, I would love for, like, dude to, like, have dinner made or whatever, bought,
purchased,
and it'd be, like, candlelit, like, super sweet, like, stuff like that. Like, tell me a whole bunch of sweet little nothings.
I agree. And that's easy. If you really want it, the easiest way, you're already home to get things started, okay?
Yeah. You get cracking, lacking. I've been wanting to do this
on the day before. Take her out the day before so she can say she went out, okay? Make a nice dinner at home the night of.
Ooh, you know what would be so sexy? If your dude call you.
Some candles lit.
Listen. Let's say on the night of the 12th, he calls you. And let's say the 13th is a Monday. And he go, call out of work. I got a day planned for you. Oh, Lord.
Baby, you ain't said nothing but a word. Let me call in.
I see. Wouldn't that be sexy, though? Like, somebody calls you.
It would.
And be
but
like,
see, call I need you work. To be looking like, we going out of town for the weekend, so you might want to take one day off.
Call out of work for me. All right, Papa. Okay. I'll call out of work, boo.
Sure will. But see, this is all hypothetical for me because I have nobody. So
I'm lonely too. Lonely but not lonely.
Bitch, you lying. But okay. I get it. You was trying to make me feel better. It's okay. It's fine. Anyways, we're gonna move on to the actual game of the day because Christine was just lying. She's gonna lie through her teeth in front of me. Okay, girl.
Well, I spoke too fast. I don't belong to nobody though. I don't.
Well, if they were smart, they'd be making moves.
Well.
Okay. So speaking of making moves, we can roll into the game that I have for me and Christine. Okay. So this goes along with our topic for later on, which is green flags in a relationship. So we love a good zodiac game, a good horoscope. We are here for it.
This is where we going? A zodiac game?
This is okay. So the thing that I have, it has red flags by certain months, and then the green flag by certain months, and then we're going to see if you agree with the red flag and the green flag. Okay. It says a March Aries is a red flag. An April Aries is a green flag. Seeing how I dated a April Aries, I would say that's true.
Yeah?
Yeah.
March red. I'm trying to think. Do I even know anybody?
March Aries. No. Mm-mm. Okay. We have an April Taurus or a May Taurus.
Which one is am I supposed to be guessing what's what? The green flag?
No. So the April Taurus is the red flag. The May Taurus is the green flag. I personally know a May Taurus, so.
Oh, I know a May Taurus. And you say that's the green flag?
Exactly. I'm like, y'all lying, but okay.
They fun.
Yes, they say May Tauruses are the green flags. Now, I personally know a May Taurus, and he green when he want to be, but he ain't green all the time. He's more of a red flag than a green flag. A May Taurus.
If I'm not mistaken, the guy that is like nothing but fun, like he ain't nobody to take serious, but
that's how, yeah.
He's a damn good time. Like, it's a guaranteed we gonna have fun. Every time. He's a May Taurus.
Maybe.
I mean, relationship, no. Oh, hell no. But a buddy, hell yeah. Like, that's a fun, he's fun.
Yeah, I can see that part. Okay, we have a May Gemini or June Gemini. So the May Gemini is the green flag.
Okay.
And the June Gemini,
not a damn thing in June,
is the red flag.
Go ahead to them Cancers. Go ahead, because that's next. Them Junes is I know they didn't get their asses, though. Green flag.
So the June Cancer is the red flag.
Oh, okay.
And the July Cancers are the green flag.
That is so funny. Me and my best friend legit just had this conversation where I was like, her husband is a Cancer. And I was like, he ain't June, is he? She was like, I was like, he's not June, I could tell you. Like, I already know. She was like, see, I'm trying to understand this whole Zodiac thing. I was like, July Cancers are
completely different. Yes. Chelsea is a July Cancer. Completely different. My brother, a June Cancer. Yes. And maybe when I tell you they are similar, but crazy and different at the same time, me and Chelsea be looking at that little boy like, what is wrong with you?
June. May God be with y'all. May God be with y'all. What them Junes.
What's going on here?
I knew June was red. I seen that a mile away. Shit. That's hilarious. I called that.
Mm-mm. Okay, well, next is Virgos.
August Virgos is red.
August Virgos are green. Oh! And September Virgos are green, because Virgos are just good all the way around.
Period.
No matter what month you go get, you
but
still.
No, honestly, according
but
to
honestly, to an the August game. Virgo is completely different than a September Virgo. No, I say August, all the time.
August Virgo, like, I will say this much about Virgos across the board. We're impatient people and we're very passionate people. And that may come off as argumentative, but it's passion, baby. Don't ever get it misconstrued. But I really want to know what the game said. Who's red? Is it us September or is it the August?
No, it literally says August Virgo green, September Virgo green, because you just a Virgo.
I swear.
It's green, baby. We good on both ears.
When you want to toot your own horn, Yes, Virgos are the bomb.
Period. Okay, so we have September Libras or October Libras. So the September Libras are red, October Libras are green. My mama is an October Libra. So
my granny's a September Libra. I love my granny. But she gives me more Virgo than Libra.
Well, she might fall on the cusp.
Okay. She is definitely on the cusp. Yeah.
Okay, so we have October Scorpios, which are green, and we have November Scorpios, which are red. I can see the red for the November Scorpios.
Well, it depends on what we're giving them the red flag for, because, but they some, they good and nasty in November. They good and nasty in November. They crazy. But it kind of balanced out, you know, because it's like, you know, they're going to be a little crazy, but you know what you're going to get. So it's like, I'm ready for the ride. Like, I'll ride this ride a few times. I'm going to get tired of it, but I'm going to ride this ride.
Okay, we have November Sagittarius, which get the red flag. And then we have December Sagittarius, which also get a red flag. So mark that on.
I don't know if I know any guys.
I don't think I do either. Yeah. Actually, I've known one, and he was pretty cool. He was just a little crazy, but he was pretty good.
Was he in December?
He was in November.
Oh, November. Okay.
Okay, then we have December Capricorns, which is gets the red. Then we have January Capricorns, which gets the green.
I'm sorry, but I'm a lover of a Capricorn. My two favorite people are Capricorns, and they are December Capricorns. I don't know about that, because they're like my favorite people. I don't know about that. I'm agreeing with Virgos. But I love Capricorns. I've never met a Capricorn that I was just like, you on that fugazi, like you on that real dumb shit. I've never met a Capricorn where I did not vibe with them, male or female.
Okay, we have January Aquariuses, which get the green flag. And then we have February Aquariuses, which get the red flag.
Oh, really? One of my good friends is, I love her. I don't know about this little game. Is there more like, what are we really measuring here? Just like toxic traits?
Yeah.
Oh, she a little toxic. Yeah, she
yeah, she a little toxic. You put it like that, then yeah. That go. That works out.
She know it though. She know it though.
Okay, and the last one, we have February Pisces, which gets the green flag. And we have a March Pisces, which gets the red flag. I can attest to this. No, are March Pisces?
I don't know anybody.
Oh, okay. Crazy.
Really?
Crazy.
March?
Like, let me rule you back in myself so that you don't go to jail, crazy.
Oh, detainable, crazy. We too grown for that. Oh, yeah. No. Oh, no. Was he a Aries? What? A March? What was that? Do we say Aries?
Pisces.
Oh, shit. Oh. Okay. 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 That was cute. I agreed with the Virgos, hands down.
I agree with the Virgos. Agree with the Cancers.
Oh, my God. They hit that on the head. So I feel kind of, like, conflicted not to agree with December. But because everything else is, like, spot on. Because we ain't going to dwell on them Cancers. Oy, oy, oy. That's male.
Good times, good times.
And female, some of them. They're a little iffy. Mm-hmm. We love all y'all, though.
Yes, we do.
That's our little disclaimer. Honestly,
we love every horoscope.
No, like, just thinking back to it, like, I don't want to generalize, but honestly, like, that month, that June month is a very testy month. You know, for me, I think like the tops are Geminis, right? The Geminis are in the beginning of the month. Females that are Geminis, I can't do it. But females that are Cancers.
I only have one friend that's a Gemini and he's a man, so.
See, but that's the thing. So I know two females that are Geminis. And that's that damn month of June. God damn that month. They are just a little off, you know, it's just off. But the female Cancers that I know, I typically like vibe with them. Like my cousin is a Cancer and she don't give me weird vibes. Not like the male Cancers. Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's a little. Mm.
The female's a little more consistent. Mm-hmm. We're gonna go with that.
Yeah. And that moves us on into our topic of the day, which is
green flags. Okay. Green flags for you guys that don't know, it's just the complete opposite of red flags in the relationship. What we just kind of did the game, right? So I know we did an episode of red flags eons ago, what feels like eons.
Yes.
But just on a lighter note, we want to do green flags. What's your like number one, this is a green flag when you're talking to somebody?
I think when you feel respected and safe.
Okay. Respected and safe. So right off the bat, you got, oh, well, respected, absolutely. But yes, safety for me comes a little later. Like it comes, I get that. I'll take that.
I don't see like what, I don't think I would need to be like, I guess, dating someone that I don't feel like I can feel safe around you, because then that's a red flag in itself. So
no, I completely get you. Like, I want to know that, you know, if we're out, you're not going to cower, you know, like.
Exactly.
And yeah, mannerisms play a big part in that, you know, like if you want some real, I'll let my girl handle it, which is not always so I was always the girlfriend that was kind of like the mouthy one. So if anything happened, I would say something before my dude had a chance to say something. Guys don't really like that, but I can't change who I am all the way around, right? But like, if I had a dude that, you know, kind of bit the bullet before I did, I would feel safe around them. Mm-hmm. I would. One of my green flags is I could just talk to you, like, and it comes off super easy. Like, it's not rehearsed. It's not like forced. Like, texting flows, conversation flows. Like, we could be talking about nothing, but we could just be talking.
Talking, yeah.
And that's in person and over the phone. Like, I feel like because I'm not going to see you every day, like, you're going to have to, that characteristic will have to transcend on a phone. You know what I'm saying? So I think, yeah, that desire to, like, talk to somebody, that's a green flag for me personally. Gotta be able to talk.
Yes, communicating, I think, without having like to feel like there may be a certain repercussion if you speak your mind or if you express yourself
openly. Talk, yeah, definitely. Open dialogue, no judgment, you know. Or like, you ever meet somebody where it's so funny, like, you could be with somebody and they would think something is such a negative, I don't know, it's like they'll, okay, for instance, let's say. If I text dude and be like, oh, what you doing? And it's just a conversation starter to me. But like, they might think like, oh, I'm trying to kind of like monitor what they, where they are and what they're doing. Like, you got to be on the same level. You know what I mean? Like, you got to be on the same level and mindset. Like, I'm not, bro, I don't care that much to know exactly where you are. Or we understand, like, if I say like, what are you doing? It's not like me, like, what are you doing? Like, you need to clock in with me. Yeah. Like, I don't know what you up to. Like, it's a filler. It's a conversation starter. It's understood, but you know, common sense ain't common. So
common sense ain't common. Okay.
That's not the one person you vibe with. What else you got?
I think another one for me is being able to laugh with your person.
Oh my God.
That is like the biggest thing. Like, I crack little jokes here and there. I don't know. I would consider myself to be funny, but like in a sly funny. Like, you either you gonna get it when you get it, yeah, type of thing. And other people may like certain people at my job would consider me to be quiet. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I also feel like when I feel very comfortable around you, I can like let it down. But yeah. Me and one of my coworkers, you know, we have become very close in a sense where like I crack jokes with her all day. We sit mm-hmm. there, we talk, we blah, blah, blah. But then there's like other men in my department. And I'm like, when they come in, they might only see me just staring at my computer working, but they don't see the other parts of it. I think that is a very important thing in any type of relationships where you can be able to just be yourself.
Oh my God.
And yeah. Laugh. Laughing is going to get you through a lot of stuff. Day.
Yeah. Like, you don't necessarily have to have a similar sense of humor as me.
Yeah.
But you have to understand mine because, I've known you got to know yourself at the ages that we're at. You either like me or you don't. You know, there ain't really no gray with me. And my conversation is very much what you hear on this podcast. Like, even with like my friends or whatever the case may be, it's slick. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Like, it's funny. Some may coin it rude. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, it's super raw. So if you don't get that, you're gonna call me aggressive, you know, like I will get that like from a guy that's more modest, you know, and that is accustomed to a girl like, you know, not saying certain things or doing certain things. They look at me like, yo, what planet did you come from? And I'm like, I'm just, you know, you're just talking, you know. Yeah. So understanding my sense of humor and appreciating it is a bonus.
Yes. Yeah.
Or I'm going to have a lot of awkward moments where I'm like, or I'm going to be explaining.
Yes. I need you to get, like, just get it. Like, get it. I kind of feel like in a good relationship, when you have like that, like communication, you can like have the telepathy of like looking at people and just going like, and you can, I can say the whole entire thing of everything I need to say. It just, like, I need that. Okay, I need to be, if I'm looking at you from across the room and then you be looking like, oh, well, it's time for us to go, because she ready to go.
You know what my face is looking like.
Yes.
Then we, you know, yeah, no. You definitely want that with your partner.
That would be
you
great.
Definitely want. You know, another green flag for me is flirting. Like, I love flirting, like, with whoever I'm with. Like, I don't ever want that shit to die down. Like, that is such a green flag to me that you have the ability to continue to flirt even, like, after some time. You know what I'm saying? Because it'll start real heavy, of course, in the beginning or midway or however you want to look at it. However you want to, look at it. But for it to be continuous, I love flirting. I think that's a necessary, I think it's necessary. I really do think it's necessary. And like, not just flirting, but like you being attractive or attracted to me. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you ever just walk in the door, or like for me, like, I like it where you spontaneously make out.
Damn, sis.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's spontaneous. It's like I'm cooking and you come behind me and you like, oh yeah. Oh yes. That is like me in my granny robe and my hair looking crazy. You feel like that?
Okay.
You like this? Okay, cool. I like that. That's a green flag for me.
Oh yeah. I agree.
That leads to another green flag. Like, for me to be looking like this. Y'all can't see me, but Christina, I look crazy right now, okay? My hair is all over the place. I got on my granny robe. Like, for me to be comfortable like this around you, that's a green flag for me. Like, I don't have to try. I love that. I really freaking love that.
I agree. I think one green flag for me is when you address issues, whether it be within your relationship, with something else that may be going on, you feel like it's you and that person addressing the issue itself, and not like you are fighting that person. It's you versus the, you and them versus the problem, not you versus them type of thing.
I couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more how much of a green flag. I mean, and I think that will definitely like group into having open communication, you know what I'm saying? Where it's like, and then a level of trust too, you know what I'm saying? Like, to be vulnerable, to know that you're not going to always agree. But for me, what I would prefer it not always be a blow up. You know, when you have a disagreement with somebody and it's a constant blow up, I hate that. So to agree to disagree, that's a green flag for me.
I agree. Do you have anything else?
Another green flag. Well, we talked about, like, you know, being comfortable around you, where I want to bring you around my family. If I'm vibing with you and I bring you around my family, like, that's big. That's real big for me. That's real big for me.
That is real big for me.
Yeah. So if I do that, and most importantly, not like my mom, some people might beg to differ, but it's more like my sister, my cousins, my aunt. Like, if I bring you around my friend group and we just vibing like on a cousin night, if you get invited to a cousin night, oh, baby, you in there. We might as well get married.
Now we might as well get married.
Yeah. We on the track of getting married. For me to be that comfortable.
How can I put this? Not the last one.
You could say that.
The longest one.
Yes, the longest one.
Uh-huh. But did they get invited to cousin night?
Well, we was on the track of marriage. So, yeah. And guess what? He bombed.
Oh, well.
In the worst way. You know, where we end up cussing his ass out.
Oh,
like, no. Nigga, shut up.
Well, damn.
And that's when I knew. No, I mean, like, it was really weird though. Like, I had a game night for my birthday, and This is years ago. Years ago, I had a game night for my birthday, and he just did not want to be a part of anything. He made it very difficult for it to be like a collective game night, you know? It was like, no, I don't want to drink. Like, when the fuck you don't want to drink? You don't want to drink. You drink all day for leisure. Like, what are you talking about? Anyway, long story short.
Yeah.
He was there.
It just didn't go good. Okay.
And that was an official cousin night. It was a no. But mm-hmm. since him, I've never invited anybody to a cousin night.
Okay.
Never.
I don't think I've ever invited anyone to a cousin's night, but I feel like exactly how you feel. Like, if I get to the point where I'm inviting you for a holiday or like to hang out with my cousins, yeah, baby, I like you. Okay.
Yeah. It's, I mean, I finally got over the hump of inviting somebody for holidays, and that went pretty smooth. So I'm open to it again, you know, probably with a new person. But I'm open to that again. But that cousin night, holidays can't touch cousin night. That's how important they are to me. Mm-hmm. They are like, a vibe.
Yeah,
it's a vibe. Like, nothing is ever planned, but we are destined to have a good time. So if you can't go with the flow, you're going to get left behind, because Christine going with her cousins, and that's on everything. I'm going with my cousins. You're going to be left behind.
I think another one for me is when they listen and they don't judge. That is my, like, one of my biggest things is, you know, I need to have someone that is non-judgmental, because that is what I try to be the most in my life. At least give everyone a chance and, you know, accept things. So I need you to be the exact same. In a sense.
Yeah, it goes.
Especially if we're like heading towards like the marriage and everything, that's like a more serious relationship, then, you know, I find like you need to be open, because you don't never know what can come into your life. So.
Absolutely. I think, I mean, that leads to support. Like, I think it's a green flag when somebody supports whatever it is that you're doing. You know, they show up for you, they give feedback, you know, like they're in it. And if I'm doing this podcast, if I'm selling something and I don't feel like I have your support, or even if I'm just having a hard day and I can't get comfort from you, it's like, bro, what are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
A big thing. It's supporting, like giving support. Especially if something, like you said, this podcast, something I'm completely invested in, if you don't show, like, I would want you to listen to it, even if it's just like, it's girl talk. Like, it might not be mm-hmm. something that you're not listening, but it's like, it's your girl talking. So therefore you should be listening. Like,
but you know, I mean, like I have guy friends that listen and have said like, yo, I've learned so much from the podcast, just from a woman's perspective. And then you and Christine are so different. It helps me kind of just like, you know, bob and weave where a woman's mindset. Because he was like, sometimes I just don't know, you know, sometimes I just don't know. And you guys make it clear cut on your position or whatever, you know, that whatever your stance is on that topic. So I feel like dudes do listen. Like, I know four or five dudes right off top, like, oh yeah, no, I listened. Oh, I listened. Exactly. And I got questions about this.
Something that if you are passionate about it, because the same way that you are passionate about whatever you are doing, whether it's starting a business, doing something mm-hmm. extra like a podcast or art, whatever it is, music, you, the same way that you would want me to be supporting you, you should be supporting as well.
Wow, girl. You would think it comes hand in hand, but no.
That's a red flag if it doesn't.
Right, it is, definitely. And I think another green flag just off top the dome is somebody that can encourage you, because you're going to have days where you're low. You're going to have days where you need to lean on somebody. And even if it's not like super encouraging, just somebody that you can turn to, you know what I'm saying? Like, that means a lot to me. Like, even if you don't have the words, but you're there, you know, like you show up for me, you provide comfort. Like, I kind of group that all as encouragement, you know, just like I have a safe space within you especially like when dealing with the outside world, with all that's going on, if I'm having a long, hard day, I shouldn't even question whether I could come home to you and be comforted. You know what I'm saying? And that is so far and in between when it comes down to these relationships, you know? And I'm not saying like, if you have somebody that's fucking depressed, you know what I'm saying? That can become a burden every day. But shit, we all got days where it's just not, not up.
It ain't the best day. Yeah.
Yeah. Or a period in time, you're going through a rough patch and it's like, yo, was you there for me when I needed you? And if you can't say that you was there for me when I needed you, it's giving, you ain't giving green.
Yeah, that's true.
That's you ain't true. Giving green.
I think another red flag for me is respecting boundaries and not trying to push back again.
Green flag. You said red flag.
No. Oh, did I? Oh, green flag. Green flag. It's a red flag if you are pushing back against my boundaries. Green flag when you're not pushing back against my boundaries.
Yeah.
Like, if I give you a set boundary and then I tell you this is what's going to make me comfortable and you just decide to keep going, oh, no, baby. Oh, no. Mm. But if you, I do love a gentleman that is like, okay, these are your boundaries. I'm going to accept that. And then just, and goes with it. It moves along. Because it should be what's going to make you comfortable is fine by me.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I definitely agree with that. To respect one's boundaries.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I just had another one and it escaped me.
I'll tell you my next one. It's when they are equally focused on their growth as much as you are focused on your growth.
Oh my God.
Baby, let me tell you, it is one
thing
when you are trying to be the best badass woman that you can be, and then you got this man over here that's just like, You're doing that shit, baby, and I love it.
Yeah, that triggered minds. I was going to say somebody that challenges you.
Yes.
I want somebody that's going to challenge me, that kind of holds me accountable to the things that I want for myself, you know? But you're absolutely right. Like, if I'm in my bag and you in yours, that shit is sexy as hell.
Yes.
Like, let's get this money together.
Yes, and we should also both be able to learn from each other. Like, I should be able to teach you something. You should be able to teach me something. And we're both growing together in a sense of, like, it's just ever-ending knowledge just going in and out. Like, we help each other get a bag. We're going to get a bag together. Like, all of it.
Yeah, another green flag for me, because I am very much adventurous, just somebody that likes to go out. Like, I love it. Like, we have our moments to be homebodies, but I want to go out. I want to explore. I want to have new experiences with y'all.
I love trying a new restaurant. Like, that is just my thing. I love trying a new restaurant, getting a nice glass of wine and some nice. Love it.
Yeah, like an adventurous person is a green flag.
When they feel comfortable speaking up and bringing issues to your attention, do not mope around in your feelings like you a toddler. Please don't do that. Do not mope around in your feelings like you a toddler.
I had a hammer in the nail.
I don't need another one. Like,
can you say that one more time?
I have a toddler in my life. I don't need another one. Okay, and even then, he can express to me when he's upset.
Yeah, that's it right there. When you have the ability to express yourself and you choose not to, go play in traffic. Don't play with me. That to me, oh, Christina, you hit it on the head. You hit it on the head. Another green flag. So we talked about being adventurous, trying new experiences. Clean.
Oh, yeah.
If they are clean.
And this is just
something
that I shouldn't have to say, but also it's like, if you expect your woman to be held to a certain standard, you should hold yourself to that same standard. Okay, because you can't be expecting your woman to come out every time looking like Halle Berry, but then you look like Joe from the street around the corner.
or your apartment look like Shrek apartment. Like,
yes, it's it would clean it in the background. No. No.
It's a plus if you use fabric softener.
Jesus. Okay. You shouldn't like, is your mama there telling you to wash your sheets every week? I hope not. Like, Lord, I hope these are things that you should know yourself.
I mean, like, have you ever looked in a man's fridge? Do you know how nasty they fridges are? You want me to put my good cooked food in there?
You ain't got good cooked. You ain't got nothing for me to cook with it.
That too. You know, a lot of men, I don't know, like, they don't got a lot of seasonings.
Do not. And I'm just like, and I don't, that is, I mean, we could talk about that in a whole nother aspect of like, why people assume that women need to know how to cook all the time to be a good like housemaker and stuff like that, or a good wife. But you have, y'all let men roam around and they have no idea what to do at all to cook bare basic shit for themselves. Let alone,
or just to clean a toilet.
To make an actual meal. Have no idea. Literally,
It legit puzzles me.
Okay, and then be looking at them like, be looking crazy like, oh, I guess I gotta eat McDonald's today. That's the only thing that you know you can eat is because you can't cook is McDonald's. Oh no.
Yeah. It's we were supposed to be talking about green flags.
Okay, we get back to the green flags.
You know, another green flag for me is if they keep up with themselves. You know, like, they keep their hair cut, they smell good, like. We too grown for you not to, your mouth not to smell right, you know, or for you to be smelling like you done played football all day and you just like, yeah, keep up with yourself. That is very much a green flag for me. Like, if you keep up with yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. But that goes back to like what we just said. I think a green flag for me is not complaining about my success or like success that I'm having at the time and not being jealous of it. Because you would not think that a lot of grown men would be jealous of women and their success. But it ain't always like that. Like, especially if you're in a relationship and maybe your career is taking off, or you just got a job that is paying six figures and they're not.
You would think that the support would be there because it's expected for us to support when, you know, they are on the up and up. But I do see just dating that it is very difficult for a dude that is insecure around those areas to support you openly without complaining. If he doesn't feel like his shit is together, you know, it's like he feels threatened or, you know, it's too much. And it's like, oh, okay. So you're just not happy for me.
Exactly.
And
that's and I don't really care what relationship you're in, whether it's friendship or romantic, as in, if the people that you have around you are not happy that you have gained some type of success within your life, you might want to reevaluate the people that you have around you. Because
absolutely.
That should be the one of the main things that they are celebrating. And you should be able to tell the person that you are with, like, hey, this amazing thing is happening to me, and be happy about it.
Yeah, you should. I think another green flag for me is when a guy prioritizes his health. I think that is super sexy. You know what I'm saying? Like, going to get checked up, eating right, working out. You know, like, just mentally aware, maybe therapy, doing something, you know, to better his health in whatever way. I'm down for that. I think that's super attractive. That's definitely a green flag for me.
I agree.
Yeah.
We talked about open communication and sharing your thoughts and feelings.
But I think that, I mean, like, we can touch back on it, on the feelings. You know, I feel like a lot of dudes don't have open space, or they don't have a safe space, rather, to be emotional. And I want to provide that for whoever I'm with. You know, I know a lot of dudes may not have that aren't accustomed to it. But I feel like if I'm providing that space for you, like, utilize it. Don't keep complaining about not having it when it's like, or you're not accustomed to having it when it's right in front of you, you know? Because it makes you my problem.
Okay, so my next green flag would be nothing you say gets dismissed. A lot of times you can say something and it'll either someone cannot take it seriously and you actually mean it to be serious, or they just dismiss it altogether as if they don't think it's that relevant in what you're saying. And I think the person that you are going to be with, whether you consider it to be something big or small, if you said it and made it a point to bring it to their attention, then they should take it into consideration of, hey, this is something that
absolutely, I need to
pay attention. Yeah, pay attention to, not just dismiss it. Because you can say something and it might seem small to them, but it could be something completely huge to you.
Yeah. I mean, I think for somebody to realize that, you know, we come probably from two different worlds, two different experiences, most likely two different cultures, just depending on like your upbringing. So we are not going to put the same emphasis on everything. And if I feel very strongly about something and bring it to you and you dismiss it, yeah, that is not okay.
I think having respect for everyone's space and time is something that I would consider to be a green flag. I need you because, once again, you know, a lot of men don't consider women's time to be as precious as they consider another man's time. So if I'm giving, which is completely crazy, because if I'm giving you my time, you should consider that to be the most important. She is willing to take the time out of her day to, hey, go out with me, talk to me, you know, listen to what I'm having to say, or have a that should be very important to you. But a lot of men do not consider women's time as valuable as other people's time.
No, they don't. And then, you know, I wanna just clarify some things. So when we say space and time, because just in my experience, you know, I've had one guy talk about this need for time. And it was super ambiguous. And it's like, I find it to be a green flag when a guy can communicate exactly what he needs. I cannot stand general statements for a specific thing. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So like, it's one thing to respect somebody's space and somebody's time. But if we're talking more about like, I need space away from this relationship, or I need time to myself, I feel like that needs to be put in real time. Like, yeah, you cannot be vague when you're dealing with somebody else. It's not fair to that person, the other person, to hear, I need time, you know, or I need space. And it's just like, I can't ask you anything after that. You know, it's like, well, I just need time. It's vague, you know, like, I feel like that for somebody to be able to communicate what they mean by that, that's a green flag.
I was going to say, I think that goes with my next green flag is asking your person, what do you need from them? Or yeah, someone asking me, what do you need from me to make like this better? And the same, and vice versa. If my person was to ask me, like, what do you need? Like, I need this from you.
Yeah. How can I make this easier for you? That's my main thing. Like, life shouldn't be this fucking hard. You know what I'm saying? And I always say that, like, when we really look at it, why are these things so complicated? If we could just communicate, and I know it sounds like, for lack of better terms, rhetorical questions, like, how can I be of assistance to you? And some people might think that it sounds super, like, what is the word I'm looking for? I just lost my damn word. Scripted, you know, or insincere, because it sounds so scripted, but that needs to be normalized. Like, sincerely, how can I help you? What can I do to make this easier? What can I do to make this better for us? You know, I don't know.
No, I agree. And sometimes you just need that. You need a person to just ask you certain things, like, how are you feeling? How are you today? You know, before anything goes to something deeper on the end, can we talk about this? I just want to express.
It's vulnerability. Like, that's a green flag. Like, being comfortable to be vulnerable enough to be expressive is necessary in a relationship. If you got to put on a facade for me, then nigga, who's you really dating? Like, for real. Like, if you can't be open and honest with me, what are we doing?
Then what is the point? What's the point? Like, that is my last thing is, everyone feels comfortable enough to be themselves, because if you can't be yourself in the relationship that you are probably going to spend majority of your time with, if you're taking it seriously, then you're never going to feel comfortable enough to just, like, let yourself be you, or be your, like, let your guard down. And
how uncomfortable is it?
Like, with the shield up, tiptoeing around just because you think this person wants a certain version of you.
Right. You know, I thought of one more. One of my biggest ones, right up there with communication, is consistency. Like, that is a green flag for me. Like, I can't do stop and go. You know, one day we on, one day we off, one day we on, one day we off. Like, in order for me to even consider going to deeper depths with you, you have to show that you're consistent. You know, and I want to put a disclaimer out there. Like, our green flags is not striving for perfection. These are very basic things. Yeah. You know, just essentials.
Like, for things that you should be expecting in your relationship already, to be honest.
And you know what? I love that you even said that. That's another green flag for me. Having expectations for the relationship. Because without it, where the hell is it really going?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
My biggest thing. Expectations, and you should, if you don't have expectations of how you want yourself to be treated, whether it's in a relationship, and how you would want that your partner to show how you should be treated, then baby, you don't need to be in a relationship, because it's gonna go downhill before it even really starts, to be honest. Like,
yeah, I mean, like, if the relationship has no expectations, if you yourself have no expectations for yourself, I can't trust you to build a future with. Like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, you don't have any idea what you want to be doing, or I don't know. I'm just, things are becoming super clear to me, and it's just like, consistency is a common denominator. You don't have consistency in your own life or your goals and aspirations, I can't trust you to build with me.
I look at it in that sense, especially as you get older. It's like, if you can't do these certain things, which is just like we said, the bare minimum of asking things to be within a relationship, because you can have higher standards than this. And I hope you do have higher standards than just the stuff that we are laying out. Then how are you going to, how are we going to build a family together? How are we going to build
a happy home? How?
A future together. How do you expect me to birth some kids and put them into a relationship like this and then be looking like, this is the example they have? No.
You don't finish nothing. Every time you challenge, you just cower, nigga. I want boys, okay? And it's kind of like, if my biggest role model ain't role modeling, what we doing?
What we doing? What we doing? Okay? Because then
mama can't do everything.
I do myself.
Shit. We done got off on a tangent.
But it's the truth, though.
Oh, my God.
If you don't have, ladies, that's the biggest thing, and men too. If you don't have a certain type of set standard of what you want out of a relationship, and that ain't what you're striving for, then maybe we need to reevaluate some things.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe us not being in a relationship, starting with that.
Let's start with that.
Because I can guarantee you, anybody that I'm going to actually get into a serious long-term relationship with, where I am giving my time and energy to, oh, baby, no. Trust me. They got a guy. They got a standard that I'm checking off.
But you know what? Like, just through the whole dating thing, I definitely have been learning more about what I'm willing to accept versus what I'm not. And I think while dating, I've realized my standard, you know, like what I am, like I just said, like I'm open to take. And sometimes you don't know, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes you get lost in the relationship. Oh, I love this person so much that you may ignore that your standards are not being met. But I swear to you, like, it becomes crystal clear. And sometimes, like, it's not, you're almost forced to make that decision. You know what I'm saying? But it's like when it hits you, it hits you. Mm-hmm. Like, okay.
I sometimes I think it takes that one relationship where you're like, oh, baby, I'll never do it again. Never.
And you say that. Like, I said that. Like, I would never do X, Y, and Z again. I wouldn't do this again. And guess what? I found myself doing just that, if not more. And so for me, it's like, all right, Christine, this is your own issue, you know? And it's like having to stop talking to somebody or reaching out to somebody, like it's, I don't know, it's a whole nother level of discipline, because I want more for myself. And now it's kind of like, I know, like, I legit tell myself every night, and I'm kind of just jumping from place to place, but legit tell myself every night, like, I got you. And I love you. And it's such a weird practice, but I think it's something that needs to be done.
I don't think it's a weird practice. If anything, I think more people should do it. I was going to say, I should start doing it myself.
It's so sincere, you know, like, and I know people have been doing this a lot. I've seen it a lot, but for me, it's helped. Like, I have these, I don't know if I showed you, I have these two little pictures of me that I keep on my desk. Did I show it to you? Yeah, I have these two little pictures of me, and I call her Baby Teen, and it's just like, I'm doing this shit for you. Like, this it's year, so fucking motivating.
This year is, we going hard. We're going hard this year.
So motivating to just get shit done, and like, not to get caught up in these relationships. And you know, if it's, and not always they're going to be giving green flags. We humans, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, somebody may have
a long list on that red flags episode.
Okay, yeah, y'all go back and listen to that one. But it's like, with the, my thing is like, you know when shit ain't being met.
Yeah.
And if you got 10 things you need, and he only meeting two, it's time for him to go.
Really meeting them
two? No, not really.
Probably not.
Yeah, love is blind, but
you were raised by thinking that he meeting them too.
You deserve more. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I'm never looking for perfection. I'm looking for just you to be authentic. You know what I'm saying? Like, you to be true to yourself. Like I said, we're not perfect. There's gonna be times where me and you are walking what I'll do through some hard shit. You know what I'm saying? And if I can't do that with you, like, I don't want to be with you either. But it can't be every fucking thing hard. Like, my life is just hard because your life hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, no.
That also goes in, that can go into a whole nother topic. But, like, I just, you know, yes, you go through things with your person. But also, it's, sometimes it's got to be, you got to decide, you know.
Choose you. Yeah. No, like, I think we all should have our standard. Like, for me, consistency, you don't have that. Communication, you don't support me, you don't encourage me, I can't depend on you. It's a dub.
Yeah.
I can laugh around you, I can be myself around you, I could, sex is great, but for me, those things, because after all is said and done, if I can't rely on you, what, I can't do it.
True. And sometimes you gotta separate. Yeah, there's some good parts, but sometimes the bad kind of outweighs the good. But a lot of times we try to like look past the, oh, well, it's, you know, I can look past this because he got this going, or, you know.
I always ask myself, can I live with this? Can I live with this flaw?
Well, that's true.
And if I say, yeah, no, I can't live with this, then even if it's not me that breaks it off, because it's hard for me to break it off with people, especially those that I love and anybody that I give my time and effort to, like in a relationship, I definitely love you. So it's really hard for me to cut you off. But if I'm at a point where I have to cut you off romantically, baby, it's you.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's better to cut before you end up looking up and
before I'm fucking 70 and saying what a coulda shoulda.
10 years done gone by. Cause let me tell you something. Time moves fast and slow all at the same time. Okay. You will look up and you'll be like, damn, we still
this month is over.
Yeah. But then you also look up and you're like, damn, a whole year done gone by. And years gone by way faster than you realize, okay?
That year went by, I'm still the same weight. This me, God damn.
Okay. Time goes by way, it goes by slow, but it also goes by extremely fast, okay?
Yeah.
You'll look up and it'll be a whole, we'll be back at New Year's. And you'll be like, girl, what the hell happened?
What happened? Yeah. A good practice for me that I started doing along with, you know, the I love yous and I got yous is I asked myself, how satisfied am I with what I did for the day? Like, did I give it my all? Or, you know, like, are you satisfied with the amount you put effort behind today? That should put things in perspective for me too. Like, you kill a lot of idle time, a lot of time where I ain't done shit.
Yeah.
You fill them gaps. So, yeah.
I agree. Okay. Do you have, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up, but like, do you have, since we're talking about things that you are doing for yourself, do you have a suggestion or a health tip that someone should do this week?
Or this week? A health tip. Okay. This is a good one. So if you have a task, if you have a bunch of tasks, I'm big on checklists, write your checklist and remind yourself that you get to do these tasks rather than you have to do them. I feel like it puts things in perspective because there's so many people that may want to do what you consider a burden that don't have the means and or ability to do that. So I get to versus I have to. It helps.
I like that.
That's gems, baby. That's gems. I'm going to have to start charging y'all. Any takeaways or anything you want to give them?
Take some time for yourself this week. We get so tied up with everything that we are doing for our jobs, school, other people.
Mm-hmm.
Take an hour for yourself. Even though you may not seem like you have time because
take it.
Everything is, yes, it's so hectic. Take time for yourself. Take it.
Yep, I agree. Oh, another one. A great practice that I do. I could do it though. I put my phone on Do Not Disturb. Oh my God.
Oh, yeah, I do not do that, but I should.
I do it 10:30, which y'all may call me a granny, but hey, I gotta get up at 5:45. That's early for me. 10:30, I put my phone on Do Not Disturb and I read my book for at least 30 minutes. Or I watch a TV show, or if it's a I'm watching this new show that's kind of like an hour. So I'll put that shit on 10 o'clock. Don't call me. Cause I'm not answering the phone. This is my, because you only can get so much like self-care time during the week if you're working Monday through Friday. You know what I'm saying? It's very like repetitive. So you have to make it. You have to really do it. So yeah, I'm with Christina. Take some time for yourself.
Speaking of, I know we did New Year's like resolutions for the last episode, but I've kind of come up with another one for myself. I had said that I would like to read 40 books this year.
Oh,
I've made a list on Goodreads. So me and Christine decided last year that we would do a Goodreads ourselves, a Damn Sis podcast Goodreads. So I say that since I'm going to automatically try to read 40, you can choose 20 books. I'll choose 20 books. We'll make a list of 40. And if you would like to read some of the books that me and Christine are going to read this year, You can follow along at the Goodreads.
Okay, cool. We'll I finished one already.
Links below. I'm reading two at a time because I mathed it out where if I want to read 40 books, I need to read 3 a month. So
I don't know how I'm gonna do that. So audiobooks, I might have to get in with audiobooks. Do you listen to them?
I like to read.
I like to read.
I'm a hold a book, hold a Kindle type of person. So
yeah. But if we're trying to do 40, my goal, I ain't even gonna front to you, my goal was 12.
I mean, that works too. Whatever your goal is for yourself. But I just said I would like to read 40 this year, just to like push myself to see what happens.
Yeah, okay, cool.
So that's why I said we'll both just choose 20. And then if, like I said, if y'all would like to follow along and read like the books that we're reading too, you can just choose a book off of the Damn Sis Podcast Goodreads list or whatever. But that's just my little tidbit. I started reading my two books. I'm a little behind for January, so we'll see if I actually make it for the 40. But I just decided I wanted to do this maybe like 2 weeks ago or a week ago. Okay.
No, I'm with it. I'm on my February book right now. So I'll make my list.
Okay. And like I said, it'll be linked down below. You can find us at the Damn Sis Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. You can find me at Christina.Simone on Instagram and Twitter. If you would like to send us a story or a question or anything else like that, you can email us at thedamnsispodcast@gmail.com.
Yep, and you can find me at imperfect_teen on Instagram and imperfectteen on Twitter. All right, guys.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.